This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to For a Better Life on IRIB English Radio. This is Sister Zeenat and today's topic is despair. So, which is the greatest sin? But what do you mean by despair? Like having no hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what Allah doesn't like in us. What did the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, have spoken on this? Those who do not believe in the power, the mercy and bounty of Allah develop a kind of despair. The Holy Quran has termed such people as non-believers, that is kafir. And Surah Yusuf, the Holy Quran speaks, and despair not of Allah's mercy. Surely none despair of Allah's mercy except the non-believing people. The Holy Imam Jafar al-Sadiq alayhi salam has mentioned that to be a great sin, and we have mentioned at the beginning that this is like the first example we have to know. The biggest sin is not to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or to believe in more than one God and multiple gods, you know, to be confused in this thing. Second thing is about being despair. So let's get into deeper about being despair. What is being despaired? So this attitude reduces a person to a state of utter hopelessness. He imagines himself to be destined for hell, and therefore he sees no benefits in doing good and avoiding evils. Now, for example, if I as a human being don't have the belief in me that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful, you know, I don't have a hope in him, like if I'm getting sick or losing something in my life, if I don't believe or have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so there are many problems that comes with it. You know, first thing I would say, definitely it's depression. And then I would not really look into the matters of my doing good or doing evils, you know, and this really affects the action. It's just not my action that will affect my family actions and then the world actions. You know, he tries to achieve as much worldly pleasures as possible, and that's got further involved in all kind of sinful acts. I would even say crimes, you know, which is harmful for other people. Another type of sinner could be pardoned if he repents. But the one who despaired does not deserve to be pardoned because the mental condition of such a person does not lead him towards repentance. Now we are talking about mental condition over here. Remember, every action first goes on with us mentally. You know, mentally, if we are just thinking that I don't believe in the mercy of God, I don't have to do any good things, I don't have to worry about my bad things. If I am involved in crimes, definitely I would be. That it's a mental condition. Haven't you seen the criminals and the people, if you say this person is mentally retarded, you know? So this person continues to commit further acts of transgressions against people of God, you know, and anyone in the world. You know, it means that despair is the greatest of the sins. It is appropriate, therefore, that different kind of despair may be explained, but they are also cures. But the Almighty Allah has created a cause of all the phenomena of the world by His unlimited power. For example, in the physical affair, you know, we know for a body, what do we need? We need food, we need water, and we need doctors for medicines and curing diseases and for removing of the poverty that we have. You know, we have to go out and work in the same way. You know, this is for different kind. The aim of creating man was to make him think and recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a proper way. But the complete recognition or belief is not possible till man realizes that the creator of causes as well as effects is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes. And we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor 'cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we ourselves, we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
Cause and effect, you know, sometimes whatever happening in a life, you know, there is a cause for us, but we don't understand the cause, or maybe we don't understand the effect because of the lack of knowledge and wisdom in us. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has created us, actually do have the wisdom. He knows the cause and He knows the effect. So one should not be pleased at their parent caused or be aggrieved. That means if we are going through happiness, definitely we would be very, very happy, because we are getting the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the time usually we are very, very happy. But the time we are getting any kind of troubles and punishments, a kind of, I would say, trials and tribulations, not punishments, you know. So that is the time we basically get very depressed and, you know, start complaining to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is where I was talking about that cause and effect. Everything has cause and everything has effect. We'll get into that. We have to understand whatever is happening. This world is full of trials for us. Cause is not independent. When causes that would fulfill need or desires appear, man becomes happy and he start believing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when he, you know, faces a little bit of sorrow and trouble, you know, he get upset. Firstly, he renders the cause ineffective so that the believers may not consider these to be original, having the effective property. So we have to understand. Let me just give you an example of fire that did not burn and the knife that did not cut. You know, it's hard if we would have been in that kind of a situation to understand. First example is the fire that did not burn is an example of Hazrat Ibrahim, when Namrud has lit a lot of fire. The fire was such that even if the birds were flying on the top 3 miles drop, they were like burning drop dead. In that kind of a situation, when Hazrat Ibrahim was thrown inside the fire, you know, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered the fire to? O fire, be coolness and peace to Ibrahim. Surah Al-Anbiya says about that. So what happened? Firstly, the fire cooled down and Hazrat Ibrahim was inside the fire, but he was not dead. You know, he was alive. That was the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Cause and effect, you know. And second example, we would say, is the knife that did not cut. So what is the example? Example is that Hazrat Ibrahim and Hazrat Ismail. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered Hazrat Ibrahim that go out, and this is to make a sacrifice. He was testing Hazrat Ibrahim. It is a test, you know. It was very hard for a father to go and make a sacrifice for the only son he had. You know, he prayed for years and years. He got a son. So, but the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he had in his heart, he went out there trying to cut, you know, make a sacrifice, his son, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made that knife as blunt that couldn't like sacrifice, and he gave, and his life was spared. So everything has cause and everything has effect. So we have to understand the point that we are discussing here is about, do not despair from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter what you're facing in your life, whether it's a health problem, children problem, wealth problem, believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Believe that that's nothing more than a test for you, and that's going to go away from your life, inshallah. I pray for the best for everyone out there. Stay tuned for another exciting discussion about this topic. Until then, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Your mercy, your love is all I need.
Is all I need.
All I need.
Is all I need.
It's all I need.
Love is all I need.
All I need.
Love is all I need.
Oh, 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 oh.
Your love is all I need. To be all
I need.
that you see how much you mean to me. Cause your love is all about me, to be all I can be. I know that you see how much you mean to me.
Your love is all I need.